we come here this morning to celebrate the long and full life of Gifford Gray Dietz. We are thankful that God in His goodness granted him 88 years of life so that we have much to remember and to celebrate. Matter of fact, I think his birthday would have been yesterday, right? But amidst our celebration of his life, we also have a lot of sadness. There's a lot of final goodbyes that need to be said, that we need to be able to say farewell to Ray, this husband, this father, this grandfather. And saying goodbye to loved ones is not an easy thing to do. It's never easy, and the finality of this type of goodbye is the hardest of all. The pain of loss through death is very real, and so tears are appropriate at farewells. But we have to remember that while tears are an appropriate extension of our loss, that the pain that we feel does not need to lead us to despair and hopelessness amongst those of us who are left behind. Because we are a people of faith. And we also have hope. We know that death is not the final end. Amid our grief, we recognize that Ray's pilgrimage on this earth is now over. He has begun a new life in a far, far better place. A place where he's no longer hindered by physical limitations, and so we find strength in this, freeing us to express both our tears and our joy. We share in this special service together. The Lord is also present here with us this morning. He's here today to provide comfort and strength. And so I would ask that we recognize God's presence through this prayer of invocation. Bow your heads with me. Lord of life, author of hope, victor over death, be present with us in these moments of memorial and grant to us the real experience of your living presence. In your infinite and in your unconditional love, be pleased to look down on our grieving souls and enable us to hear your holy word, that through the patience and the comfort of the scriptures, we may again find hope. Impart to our minds an understanding of life after death, to our hearts an assurance of that which we are invited to possess in Jesus Christ, and to our lives the courage to persevere in faithful living. By the power of Jesus Christ, who himself rose from the grave, comfort us and challenge us with the words of eternal life. Amen. In these days of semi-COVID, I'm not sure what, but we're going to sing a song. You're welcome to stand and sing How Great Thou Art, or you can listen as Randy or Alan Jackson sings it. How's that? Please stand. Thank you.
Good morning. Ray was my uncle. And from an early age, I remember when they lived in the little trailer right over here, going down, Linda was small, and I knew him to be nothing but kind and considerate, and always a smile on his face, no matter what. And everybody here probably knows for years he suffered of cancer. I saw him in November. I was at the house, and he had gotten out of rehab. And there he was, never a complaint. Aunt Shirley ran, got some groceries, and I stayed with him. And he was, you know, happy, he was smiling, and although you know that he was in a lot of pain and he was suffering, he was a great man. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Hi, good morning. Ray was my Uncle Ray also, and he was one of the kindest men. He, like my sister said, always had a smile on his face and willing to help anybody that needed the help. Him and Aunt Shirley helped many times in our family. I just wanted to say my fondest memory is, which isn't a great one, but when he was in the hospital several times, I always stopped by to see him. And the one time I stopped by, he had the biggest smile on his face. He said, "Oh, I knew you'd be here. I knew you'd come." And although I didn't get to visit him the last few times he was in, that's a memory that I'll hold forever.
Ray was a good man, and I am, as I shared with the family earlier this week, considered him to be a friend, to be a mentor, to be a colleague. Ever since Greta and I moved here, there's been so many people that have shown their love and their support for us, but Ray was special because he was always the first one to call to see how things were going when there was trouble. He was always the first one to offer advice whenever things needed to be discerned and things needed to be decided. He was always right there. He was very proud to have been a member of our church family. And it was a privilege to serve as his pastor. I enjoyed having him on our deacon board. You know, it's not very often that when people are in need, that someone beats me to the grocery store, to the gas station to help someone out. But Ray Dietz did. Ray and Shirley Dietz did. I should give all that just to him, because when he knew there was a need, he always stepped forward, as many folks in our church family do. But he was a good man. Linda, would you like to come and bring some remarks?
I'd like to welcome everyone and thank you for coming to my father's memorial service. When your parents have lived in the same house for 58 years, you find many things that have been long forgotten. In a bookcase, I found an English composition that I had written in the eighth grade. It was entitled, "The Person Whom I Admire Most," and I had chosen to write about my father. As I read it, I realized that my words, written as a 14-year-old, would still be true today. That is a testament as to the way my dad lived his life. I wrote, "These are the reasons why the person whom I admire most is my father. He always has time to listen to me, no matter how busy he is. He is usually working around the house, but if I have something I want to talk to him about, he will stop to listen with great interest. After he has listened to what I have to say, he doesn't just go back to his work, but he helps me find a solution to my problems. Now I have to that his timing wasn't always my timing, because he would have to sit back, and I wasn't sure what he was doing, but he was pondering, and he was calculating and figuring something out. So, you know, his time, we had to give him his time to do that. To continue, my father rarely gets angry, but when he does, it is with good reason. Generally, he is always in a good, happy mood, even after a hard day's work. And that was true about him. No matter what the circumstances were that he was enduring, he was always fine. And Mom made sure that when he answered the phone and you ask, "How are you?" he said, "I'm fine," because that was, you know, that was what they wanted everyone to know. And this one, I have to chuckle at because it's written from the standpoint of a teenager. My father is also very popular and has many friends. This is due to the fact that he would do anything he could for them and they for him. These are the reasons why my father is a great man and role model to me. I hope my teenage self shared this with my dad, but I don't remember. So that's a very good reason to share it today. And Dad, I'd like to say to you, there were a million things I wanted to say to you, but goodbye was not one of them.
His faith was strong. His faith was like that of Isaiah. We read in chapter 40, verses 26 through 31, the type of faith that God was demanding. In verse 26, it says, "Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens." And it says, "Who created all of this? He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls forth each one of them by name, because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing." Why do you complain, Jacob? Why do you say, "Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord. My cause is disregarded by my God"? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. And even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. members who have died and who have gone on before us, Ray will be waiting for us at a time in the future. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18, the Bible promises us this. Brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest of mankind who have no hope. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again. And so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. And according to the Lord's word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be called up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be together with the Lord forever. And therefore, encourage one another with these words. Let us pray. God, our Father, we thank you for the gift of life and all that makes life precious and worth living. We thank you for choosing to place us in family units where ties of blood and cords of love draw us close together, especially now in our time of need. Thank you, Father, for the love. We thank you for the love that Ray had for his friends and family. We thank you, too, for the great friends who have come to stand beside the family to strengthen their spirits and to enlarge our vision. Because life in this community is so precious to us, Lord. We are conscious today that a loved one is no longer part of our community. We miss Ray. Ray's death has served to remind us how great a gift life really is. And so we are thankful, God, even in death. We realize our bodies were not made to last forever. They grow weary and worn out, as the scripture tells us. We thank you that in your design there is a provision, though, that when our work is done and our day is spent, that we can be released from these earthly forms, freed from the limitations and the weaknesses of the aged and sick human body. We thank you, Lord, that Ray has experienced this release. Father God, we pray your blessing upon the family and friends of Ray Deeds. May each of them be provided with the strength and the comfort that is needed to sustain them in this hour of sorrow. And may we each look to you in faith and receive your gracious support and direction. someday we will see Ray again. But I don't want you to leave this place today without knowing that the only way that you are going to see Ray Dietz, that you're going to get to enjoy the presence and the conversation with Ray Dietz again, is if you're a believer in Jesus Christ. In John chapter 14, verses 1 through 7, Jesus comforted his disciples before his own death, and he said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you with me, that you may also be where I am. You know the way to the place where I'm going." And Thomas, of course, being doubting, said, "Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?" And Jesus answered him and he said this. This is what you need to know today. He is the way. Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and you have seen him." Key parts of these scriptures is to understand that death comes with finality. Yes, we will not see Ray Dietz again in human form, but we will see him again when we go to heaven. If we are believers in Jesus Christ, we will see him again, because death is not the final end. It's only a new beginning. You see, Jesus is the door beyond death to our new home, and that assurance, that blessed assurance, is why we can have joy today in the midst of all this grief. If you stand with me, our final hymn, "Blessed Assurance."
This is my song.
death of this husband, father, grandfather, loved one, and friend draw each of us into a closer partnership with God, that the Lord might minister to us in our grief. And may the God of peace, who raised Jesus Christ from the dead, grant us the knowledge and assurance of eternal life. At this time, as we're dismissed, you're all invited to the fellowship hall to have lunch and to fellowship with the family that's going to be served down in the fellowship hall. So the loved ones of Ray Deeds have asked that you join them for that. So let us pray as our Lord and Savior prayed, and we will be dismissed. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day